Photography isn't about owning the most expensive camera or memorizing technical specifications. At its essence, it's about developing a way of seeing that transforms ordinary moments into extraordinary images. Henry Carroll's approach strips away the intimidating jargon and equipment obsession that often discourages beginners. Instead, he focuses on the fundamental truth. Your camera is simply a box with a hole, and your most valuable photographic tool is your vision. The cult status of this book, with over 800,000 copies sold worldwide and translations in 17 languages, stems from its refreshingly accessible approach, teaching through the work of 50 master photographers rather than technical graphs. As Annie Leibovitz noted, it's the book I wish I had when starting out. The revolution begins when you realize that great photography isn't about technical perfection, but developing a personal vision that notices what others miss. The interplay of light and shadow, decisive moments unfolding, and compositions that guide viewers through your unique perspective of the world. Composition is the silent architecture giving photographs their power, the deliberate arrangement of elements guiding the viewer's eye. Leading lines create dynamic energy, as in Cartier-Bresson's street photography, where railings direct our gaze to a cyclist. Horizontal formats encourage side-to-side movement, creating narrative progression, while vertical formats generate up-down movement, emphasizing height and depth. Framing techniques direct attention precisely where needed. Rodero's Burning Man Festival photograph demonstrates this. Our eyes bypass crowds to focus on a leaping figure framed by a hoop, creating visual hierarchy that shows viewers what matters most. Getting uncomfortably close transforms ordinary photographs, as Martin Parr shows in his Benidorm image, where filling the frame highlights subtle details that form our impression of the subject. While compositional techniques provide essential building blocks, truly great photographs often break rules to capture their subject's essence. Bill Brandt's portrait of Francis Bacon breaks every compositional rule, creating tension that perfectly captures an artist who painted deformed heads and screaming popes. The most powerful compositions aren't formulaic, but responsive to the unique qualities of the subject. Exposure controls light through three elements: shutter speed, duration, aperture, amount, and ISO, sensitivity. You only need three camera modes: program, P, shutter priority, S/TV, and aperture priority, A/AV, which handle calculations while preserving creative control. Despite purists' manual good, auto bad claims, program mode serves as an excellent posh auto for beginners. Shutter speed creates distinct effects. Slow speeds produce motion blur, as in Ernst Haas's photograph of dancers around Balanchine, while fast speeds freeze movement, like Hatakeyama's blast series of mining explosions. Aperture works like your pupil, controlling both light and focus depth. Salgado's portrait uses shallow depth of field to highlight the subject against a blurred background, while Misrak's Nevada testing site demonstrates deep depth of field with everything sharp. ISO determines your camera's light sensitivity. Increase in darkness, decrease in brightness. Always set ISO first, as it affects available shutter and aperture options. For simpler adjustments, exposure compensation, plus or minus, lets you brighten or darken images without changing modes, useful when bright scenes like snow appear too gray, or dark scenes like bar interiors appear too bright. Light determines whether something appears arresting or mundane. All light falls into two fundamental types, hard and soft. Hard light comes from a single direction, creating high contrast and sharp shadows, as in Trent Park's urban landscapes, where subjects stand marooned against dark backgrounds. Soft light is gentler and more even. In Ryan McGinley's photograph of a young man holding an alligator, it creates a calm mood that flatters the subject. Light can be natural, sun, or artificial, man-made, each creating different moods and color temperatures. Daylight tends to be cool, blue, while household lights are typically warm, orange. Nadav Kondar's photograph shows how sodium streetlights cast an unnatural yellowish hue, creating unease, while Tom Hunter's work uses natural window light to create innocent calm through its pure white quality. Inbuilt flash creates distinctive harsh light that dominates an image, throwing shadows forward and often overexposing reflective surfaces. In Daido Moriyama's photograph of a woman running down an alley, the flash heightens tension. Fill flash, using flash in daylight, makes foreground subjects stand out with electric energy, as seen in Elaine Constantine's Seagull and Chips photograph. Lenses fundamentally alter your relationship with your subject. Wide-angle lenses create expansive views that magnify foreground objects compared to background elements. Holly Andrus uses this perspective to position viewers within scenes where peripheral details enhance the narrative. Telephoto lenses transform photographers into distant observers, capturing subjects without interaction, as demonstrated in Philip Lorca de Corcia's Head series of candid stranger portraits. The standard focal length sits between wide-angle and telephoto, approximating human vision. Muzi Kwasin used this perspective to document a musician in upstate New York, achieving intimacy without intrusiveness. Prime lenses, fixed at specific focal lengths without zoom capability, offer advantages despite their limitations. Fashion photographer Young Jun Koo uses them to create clean portraits with subjects standing out against softly blurred backgrounds. Taking truly great pictures requires learning to see rather than merely look. Chris Levine's portrait of Queen Elizabeth, captured when she briefly closed her eyes between poses, demonstrates following instincts and finding what personally fascinates you. Henri Cartier-Bresson called these fleeting, decisive moments photography at its purest. Melanie Einzig's New York street scene exemplifies this. A man with a cockatoo, a prowling Rottweiler, an embracing couple, and an exhausted figure converging briefly before dispersing forever. Technical imperfection often creates emotional power. Robert Capa's blurry D-Day landing photographs convey the raw experience of battle in ways perfect shots couldn't. The pursuit of technical perfection frequently strangles creativity. Look beyond conventionally photogenic subjects to find personal vision, as Stephen J. Morgan did in his image of a rundown Birmingham social club. Great photographers are contortionists, hunching, squatting, climbing for fresh perspectives, as Elliot Erwitt showed by adopting a dog's eye view for his humorous Felix, Gladys, and Rover photograph. Individual photographs have limited power, but a series creates a photographic novel with narrative structure. Robert Frank's The Americans confused viewers who analyzed images in isolation, yet revealed its power as a sequence showing 1950s America's loneliness and racial segregation. By committing to projects about specific subjects, you create stories where photograph arrangements articulate deeper feelings. Great photography penetrates surface appearances. Inza Giano Latif's boxer image demonstrates this. Clenched fists in torn fabric, light balancing hard and soft, warm orange against cool blue, with a stare both confrontational and vulnerable. Latif's approach? Don't overthink things. Photograph what you feel. Photography's magic isn't found in camera settings or equipment, but in your unique perspective, emotional response, and willingness to keep looking when others walk away. Technical aspects merely serve a deeper purpose, translating what you see and feel into images that evoke similar responses in others. Your most valuable equipment isn't your camera, it's you.